It can't be that bad, oh, 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 it can't be that bad.
All right, Hugo.
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Owner of Maney Swag.
Yes, sir.
DJ, a fashion icon here in the Bay Area.
My job today is DJ.
Nice, you excited?
I'm super excited. I got two sets today. I got like an extra spooky set that I like.
Ooh, prepared.
Extra spooky.
What does that mean? That sounds dope.
Let's see.
How long have you been DJing for?
I started during COVID, so I just decided
Nice.
And I was DJing just off my laptop, like on the DJ program. I didn't even have a controller at first, so I was literally like pressing the mouse trying to do transitions and shit. And I was doing lives on Instagram.
Nice.
And then, eventually I just used a controller, so yeah.
And they just fell in love with it ever since then.
Yes.
Dang. Isn't it crazy like how COVID kind of sparked a lot of different passions within people?
Yeah, it is. It gave me like a chance because I always wanted to like DJ, or not DJ necessarily, but I just love sharing music. So
yeah,
that was just like a reason to, you know, go and share music. And, you know, now I get to I used to get called fucking weird for my music taste in high school and shit, you know, so, and now I get paid for it.
But look at that. You get paid. And also like
it gigs.
Weird is like the new thing, right?
What's that?
Weird is the new thing.
Yes.
Like, if you're not weird today, if you're normal, then you're kind of boring, you know?
You're hella boring if you're
This is my second time meeting you, and I already really like you.
Thank you.
And
I
like,
love you.
I love you.
Aww.
What? We've moved on so quick. Because prior to this, I've only known you through, like, Yeti and Tiki.
Uh-huh.
Because of a Maney Swag ad
on their album.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, what
I'm
are they
I'm trying to be
about?
Gangsta Grills for all my homies. Anybody wants me to freaking narrate their album, I would love that.
Oh yeah, if I ever just like make a career transition and I have an album, I'm gonna need you.
Yes sir, you got it.
Also, Maney Swag is so dope, I gotta say.
Thank you.
It's so dope. I'm gonna cop some shirts very soon. Awesome. Because I mean, and even the Letterman jacket, killer. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Killer. How did you get into like fashion like that?
Well, growing up, I was, like, poor, so I just didn't really ever have clothes that I would, you know, I couldn't afford, like, nice clothes often, so I would be, like, getting, like, an outfit a year, like, when school started, maybe a Christmas outfit, and then that's it. So I used to, you know, come to school not looking the best and get picked on for that. And so I kind of just decided, like, you know, I want to make fashion more affordable but still stylish. And you know, I'm a big fan of, like, Tyler, the Creator, and he's, like, big on fashion. I'm a big fan of, like, Pharrell. I'm into, like, some of my favorite brands, like Golf, Bape.
Yeah.
For example, I love Bape, so that's, like, a big inspiration right there. And a lot of, like, my choices, like, for what I'm going to do, like, with my clothes, it's just based on the things that I love. I love video games, anime, so I kind of just try to integrate all that stuff into the fashion.
Let's get into it. So,
yeah.
Video games and anime. Favorite video game of all time?
Sonic Adventure.
Ooh, a classic.
Yeah. That's why I've been, lately
That's
I've
wild.
Been so big into, like, that specific art style. Like, they used to do these cool Sega Dreamcast magazines.
Uh-huh.
And also, if you ever look at Sonic Adventure art, it's a lot of blues and waters and skies, and just, it looks like something so Y2K. It's so sick.
But it was really good for its time.
The music always goes crazy in Sega games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good in Sega games.
Yes.
Favorite anime of all time?
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball. That's a good one.
That's what I grew up with. I also really like One Piece and Fairy Tail.
Nice.
I could talk about anime forever, but yeah.
Yeah, did you, like, One Piece? You had the time to, like,
I watched that shit in, like, 3 months after a breakup.
That's sometimes what breakups do to you. Just like,
yeah,
you got some free time after that.
In, bro. I got into like a routine. I was coming home from work and I was just watching it while I was exercising.
Wow. Okay. At least you're being productive while doing that.
Yeah. 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 I don't like wallow.
Okay.
Like that hella hard.
Same here. A lot of the listeners of this podcast, I talk about all the time. I used to be a big boy. I was like 75 pounds heavier than this. I was 255 pounds at my heaviest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then after I went to my breakup, I just like...
Breakups do that, because I wasn't like fat, but I was getting some chunk to me.
Yeah.
And then I just got, like I said, a routine.
It's easy to get that relationship chunk, you know?
Yes.
Because you and your partner, you end up like...
Constantly eating out and stuff.
Yeah, because it's a love language, right? You guys are eating together. You guys are just... watching while eating. Well, this is my issue. I've gotten to this issue that I still fall into today. When I'm watching something, it's hard for me to watch something without snacking on something.
Yeah.
How do you help me?
Well, when I watch stuff, I just exercise at home because I work, so.
Okay.
I mean, that sound condescending.
I fucking no, work when
no,
I do.
No, I have like 10-hour work shifts, so I'll come home and I won't have that much time, so I kind of got to do two things at once. So I'll literally be in my room like exercising and then watching stuff at the same time.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like forced to, you know, just do that.
What kind of workouts can you do simultaneously while watching something?
I'll do like sit-ups, push-ups. During like the anime openings, I'll go do like my push-ups or have a pull-up bar.
It's easy. That's right, because when you watch anime, everyone's symmetrical. Everyone's ripped as fuck. Have you ever heard of Baki?
I have heard of Baki.
I
haven't watched Baki. Yeah.
That's my brother's favorite anime, and homeboy's just ripped.
They're carved.
Everyone's carved. There's so many lines.
You know what builds I love in anime? I love the way that JoJo's Bizarre Adventure characters are built.
Incredible.
They are the epitome of like male physique.
Yeah. Yes, that's art.
when I get more into couture down the line, and I want to do like, I don't want to say like high fashion, but I want to do like more extravagant, expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, the resources right now are not there, but when I get there, so much inspiration from JoJo is going to be showing through that stuff that I make.
There's going to be a demographic that is just going to vibe with that so hard.
Yeah. The art is like, probably has the best art in anime. JoJo has the best art in anime. It's like, they look like Renaissance art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dragon Ball, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. What else is there?
Yeah, so One Piece, Fairy Tail, ReZero. Which, if you're into, like, time loops and stuff, let me do some more, like, artsy anime that I could recommend. I really like Samurai Champloo. Everybody knows Samurai Champloo.
I love
Black Lagoon.
Okay.
If you like Quentin Tarantino, Black Lagoon is, like, if Quentin Tarantino made an anime.
You're kidding. That's, like, you're saying, because I love Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, so I like that. A bunch of stuff by Trigger, which is an animation studio. Like, they made, a lot of people probably know Cyberpunk, anime, so they made that. They made, like, Kill la Kill, Gurren Lagann.
Oh, so that's incredible illustration there.
This anime movie called Redline. It is hand-drawn. It's a racing anime, and everything is completely hand-drawn. It is, like, probably visually the best anime movie I've ever seen.
Okay, what's it called again?
Redline.
Redline. Okay, I for sure got to check that out.
Yeah, that one's amazing.
Okay, when are you going to be performing later tonight?
I have a DJ set, like, I think in an hour.
In an hour?
Maybe an hour and a half, yeah. So there's going to be, like, a performer, and I think I go on after.
Okay, dope. Go ahead and look into the camera. Plug all of your stuff right now to the listeners, to the viewers out there. All right,
you could follow my personal, which is the Hugoat. HUGOAT. Follow my brand page, Maney Swag. I also announce all my events and stuff on Maney Swag. I'm trying to turn it into like a lifestyle brand, not just a clothing brand.
Dope. You're so cool. You're very
so
good
cool,
vibes,
man.
Okay.
You're gonna give people so many clues tonight.
I forgot. You know what? I spent $22 on the Steve's notebook and the crayon and 120 paw stickers that I was planning on giving people.
I thought you were gonna say $120.
And $120.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, till next time, bro.
Blues can do. We can do.
That's the best outro.
Can't be that bad. Oh, we 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 can't be that bad.